Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
David Payne is online. Morning to you, Dave.
Hey, Andrew. Long time I haven't checked it to you. How are you keeping?
Well, mate, I text you all the time and you do reply. I think the last time, I texted you yesterday morning, I think, and got a couple of answers. But the last time I texted you prior to that was about Ace High, and the news is that he's going to be standing at stud in New Zealand.
That's right. He's at Rich Hill Stud, and he went over last week, and he's got a full book of mares, so no, he's going to have an exciting time.
Yeah, well, good morning, Dave.
He's made it sound like I don't ring him. come on, Dave. I'm going to ring you. Well, I can't ring you tomorrow morning. I'm going to ring you tonight and say good day. How about that?
That'll be lovely, Andrew. I look forward to it.
Well, Dave, the search is on, obviously, to find a replacement to Ace High. It won't be easy, but I know you've got an opinion of the two-year-old in the opener, War Baron. His form so far reads 7 starts, just the 1 minor placing, but I think it was an indication of how highly you rate him. You gave him a chance in some good races in the autumn. He's had the 2 runs back. He had 0 luck at Canterbury last start. He's taking on the likes of Mandela today. How do you rate War Baron going into this afternoon's race at Randwick?
Nice horse, Ray. I think for the future, once he gets over, you know, even further. But look, he's going in the race very, very well. And, if you look at his last start, he should have been much closer to Mandela. So, with a bit of luck today, we can trouble him.
Yeah, he just sort of ran wide on the turn, didn't he? Took a while to balance up, but his last 100 metres were, for our Sky Thoroughbred Central viewers, they can see it now. He gets to the line really well. David, speaking to you during the week, you always like to target the three-year-old classics, and this might be a colt that you hope could measure up later in the spring.
Yeah, we have him, but, Ray, they got to step up. We'll see. We'll throw him in the races, but if he's not good enough, he won't go there.
No, obviously, yeah. And down to race 6, Dave, and Castillo. He's had the 1 run back now. He is a nice horse, and you ran him in the Rose Hill Guineas in the ATC Australian Derby in the autumn. He ran 6th and 7th. He was competitive in both. He was solid first up in that attention run race at Rose Hill. And when you look at Castillo, you look at his second up stats. It just stands out 2 from 2 and at 1,800 metres as well.
Yeah, and, his first run, he needed it badly. I knew going into the race that he was going to knock up.
He actually loomed up there half in the straight, Dave.
I know. Coming in the straight, I thought, gee, maybe I'm wrong. But that last 50, it told on him. Mm-hmm. But we've put a bit of extra work into him for this race. Yeah. He's still not, I'd say, 100%, but he's close.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that he's in this time of year, given you ran him in the Group 1 Classics for three-year-olds in autumn, what's the thinking behind getting him up and going in midwinter, Dave?
Oh, well, look, if you look at his rating, I said to the owners, let's just go through the grades. He's a young horse. Mm-hmm. We can always look at the future races next year.
Yeah, and the prize money's so good for Saturday racing, isn't it, Dave?
100%. If he can win 2 or 3, that's good money, and then we can spell him and keep him for the autumn.
Exactly. Well, 2 really interesting runners this afternoon, Dave. Ange will be ringing you tonight to say good day, no doubt, and hopefully he's talking about a winner or two.
Thank you. And Andrew, I'm holding you to that, huh?
I'll ring you. I'll ring you about 6 o'clock. I reckon in that time you'll be at the bar having a couple of beers, so everything will be all right after winning a race or two today. Good luck to you, Dave.
Okay, Andrew. Have a good day. Cheers, Ray.
Thanks, Dave.
Good on you, mate. Bye. See ya.